Oh, okay. Conversation is a lost art, and what you're hearing right now is a couple grown men coloring, and there's also a grown woman in the vehicle right now. We're on our way to the high impact wrestling show that is about to take place. I don't know if the grown woman involved in the show at the moment is interested in speaking. She's not interested.
Hi, I'm Chris.
I'm Lee.
What do you want to talk about?
We were just talking about, in fact, this is a little behind the music that you're hearing back home. If you're a present subscriber to the Grown Man Coloring Podcast, then we were just wondering, we were musing to ourselves about the way to get a stronger viewership. And what we're hearing from a lot of our listeners is that our podcast is long. It is never less than an hour. And the thing about us...
We should also note that when we say our listeners, we mean by the listener.
The listener. Yeah, whoever.
The listener. The one person that listened to one episode today said, ugh, that was long.
Yeah.
Good, but long.
And that person was Jeff Chow. They did say good. That's good. I heard some feedback from... You should have went straight. That is a green light. We're going to be late for wrestling. Ah! Apparently it's standing room only. Colin gave a text and he says, we have a wall. So it is standing room only. So I fucked up by us leaving so late because we are not going to have a seat.
What's the best way to get there?
You're going to Broadway. I think this was the worst way to go. We should have taken 33rd out. I think you want to take... We backtracked, though. I would say take a right here.
We're driving right now.
We're driving.
By the way, listeners.
So you know. This is a podcast in a car.
Mr. Listener.
SUV. Mr. Listener. I had feedback from a podcast listener named Hamilton. I work with Hamilton, and he listened to our pilot... called Who's the Goose, and he told me that within 3 minutes of listening to our podcast, he had learned more about me than he would like to know to be comfortable working next to me for the duration of his... Yeah, he said, I listened to one of your podcasts, and in 3 minutes, I don't know that I can work with you and be comfortable with myself being around you. Which is funny to me because I remember right here, our friend Chris, who you're hearing right now, was talking about listening to our Who's the Goose episode, which is episode 000, which is basically our pilot episode. We recorded
which
that...
Which was recorded...
Like 4 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say at least 1 year.
We planned on making a podcast together one day, and we started doing that, but we didn't really follow up until now. And 4 years ago, we made an episode... And,
that was a Christmas Eve Eve, wasn't it?
I don't know if that was a Christmas Eve Eve. I think
it was at your folks' place.
It was at my parents' house, and I was in town,
You were
visiting.
Clearly in Ontario.
I still lived in Ontario, but it was around Christmas time, and it was around the time Looper, the movie, we're getting a lot of text messages.
We're on a podcast right now, so you have to read them out loud.
Okay, where are you? Okay.
I'd say 33rd and Circle.
And he's saying, where are you? Ha ha, I thought you were heading here like an hour ago. Long train. Colin, I want to tell you that I said basically that we weren't going to be able to make it because there was stuff going on. Stop being a prick.
Colin,
he was... you can hear Colin on episode 2 of the Grown Man Coloring Podcast, Blood Flaps McGee, and you can also hear him on episode 11 of the Grown Man Coloring Podcast, BVS is BS. So, we recorded that one a long time ago, and I remember Chris talking to me about the Who's the Goose episode, and saying, you know, he's just on his way to work, it's early in the morning, and all of a sudden... Some graphic stuff gets talked about early on in the episode, and he's like, whoa! Like, I can't listen to this. This is...
And it was, like, I like graphic, generally
speaking. Yeah, graphic is good.
But it was, like, at 7:30 in the morning, it was a lot to take,
And Hamilton
even
felt
for me.
And even for Chris. And Hamilton felt the same way, so obviously you're not alone. You are not alone. Yeah, so we were just thinking about, you know, for me, in a perfect world, the best, I would just like to sit down and record, and as long as it goes, as long as we want to talk to each other and hang out and have a conversation, the merrier. But I understand for a listener, you know, listening to a 2-3 hour conversation might be a little tough. So we're wondering if maybe we should split the episodes up into little chunks so that, you know, it's a little bit easier to process.
So how about this for topic? What are you guys' thoughts on, we were kind of talking about this a little bit earlier on the way here. And Lisa said she didn't want to be in, but I'm kind of going to bring her into this. What are you guys' thoughts on experience versus possessions as we ride to this wrestling thing in a very nice vehicle? Would you rather own this or like a piece of shit Camry? Not Camry. What do you got, Lee?
A Cavalier. A white Cavalier called, aptly named, White Lightning. There's a policeman, so slow down, because there's open alcohol in the vehicle.
Well, definitely point at him.
Oh, well, now we can't put this on the internet. It incriminates us.
What? I mean...
Or we could just be saying that.
Yeah, maybe okay. We're just trying to appear more badass.
That's a giant dog.
That is a huge-ass dog with some sweet fur. I hope the show hasn't started yet. I hate being late.
The show's on right now. Don't fucking get distracted.
Have the match. I'm going to ask Colin, have the matches started. I really hate being late for things, but yet not enough to stop being late for things. It's funny. I'm so always uncomfortable and rushy and super stressed out when I'm running late to something, but never enough to be like, not going to do that again.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that.
You just never learn.
So
that's what they say.
What's the alternative? So you own a nice vehicle like the one we were driving to High Impact Wrestling in.
Or something that's like, obviously you don't want to have a ton of like repair bills, but something that's like reliable, gets you around, right?
But what do you get to experience for having the shitty vehicle, and what do you miss out experiencing in order to have the good vehicle?
Yeah. Because there's part of me that goes, okay, Chris, it's time to get a new car. But then there's the other half of me that goes, I don't want a car. I want to get places.
Huh.
Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do. And apparently a lot of people that live in New York, especially like Manhattan, don't own vehicles.
I would say most don't.
It's
the drive, the park. I've been there a few times. It's fucking nuts. It's incredible, and it's nuts. And so I was once on a work trip, was chatting up this super, she's telling me to move to New York. I'd move to New York for her. And she's like, oh, you'd live in Brooklyn and you wouldn't own a vehicle. Because we were talking about like what kind of salary it would take for me to move to New York. You know, like, if I wanted a new job in New York City, how much would I need to be paid in relation? I'm like, well, I have a nice apartment in downtown Saskatoon on the 21st floor, and, you know, I own a car, and I get to work, and so on. She's like, well, you wouldn't need a car, and you'd probably live in Brooklyn.
From what I've heard, ongoing catchphrase of the show, sorry to interrupt you, from what I've heard about living in New York... Your apartment that you're living in right now in Saskatoon would cost you $5,000 a month.
Yeah, that's the impression. In Manhattan.
Yeah, in Manhattan.
In Manhattan. Manhattan and Brooklyn are like, well, Brooklyn's increasing for sure, but Manhattan is not, it's outrageous.
But then if you're living in Brooklyn and working in Manhattan, you would need a vehicle to get in and out of work.
No, you would take the subway. Everyone takes the subway.
Even in that
amount
of distance?
Sorry, you call it the... Well, it's not that bad, man. I went, I was there in January for work, and I was at I was staying in this, in a Marriott in Times Square, because it was for work, and I went to Barclays Center for a Brooklyn Nets game, which is also where the Islanders play. And the subway took about 15 minutes to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And so, like, if you live on the extreme edges of the city, for sure, it's going to take you a while to get wherever. But the metro, like, it's legit. It's not like Saskatoon where you probably can't get by without a car. Because you totally can in, the metro is, it's affordable and, the logistics work out.
Huh.
Most of the time. For your day-to-day trips. It's going to be tough sometimes, like, if you got to get to these obscure places.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
You're going to need a vehicle. Or, like, well, a cab not a vehicle, or an Uber. But you can Uber in the States. That's the other thing that you don't think about. So you don't have to take a cab in the States anymore because they got Uber.
Well, okay. Anyway, that might change, too.
Yeah.
I mean, self-driving vehicles are going to put a lot of people out of work.
That's true. Are they ever? That's a good point.
Anyway, different topic.
Yeah, no, but I remember going to New York. Yeah, we can start a different topic. But I remember going to Montreal when I was like eight years old. We went to Minnesota and watched some Twins games. I got to see Ken Griffey Jr., Kirby Puckett, Dave Winfield play baseball. And then we went to Montreal and watched a bunch of Expos games. And my parents, when we got to Montreal, we basically parked the minivan at the hotel and just took the subway to the games. Like, we didn't use... After we got to Montreal, we might not have used the vehicle for the rest of the trip until we were going home, which was very nice. Like, it was not... And you know what? It was very nice. But, like, looking back on how nice that would... Like, for me, I probably didn't take it in, like, how nice it was for them to just ditch their vehicle off and not have to worry about driving places for the rest of the trip.
Well, you think about, like, okay, so I would say, sorry to cut you off, your catchphrase. I'm going to drop your catchphrase.
All right.
I would say, largely speaking, we're an anomaly here in Saskatoon where our public transportation, like, it exists, but it's poor.
Yeah.
But in other huge major cities, once you factor it, like, the price of owning a vehicle, paying for parking at home and paying for parking where you're going, it's, and then the time difference, because the routes and the frequency and the metro and so on are so much better. The difference between taking the bus or taking public transportation versus driving and paying for it, like, the gap isn't nearly what it is here in Saskatoon.
Because
I have some friends in San Francisco that, like, they could drive, and the carpool lane's the carpool lane, but the metro isn't, like, if I wanted to take the bus to work in Saskatoon, it would probably take me an hour to get there and an hour to get home.
And but, cost you more than...
Well, I mean, I would save some money, but I'm...
Not worth an hour. Like,
yeah,
not, think about not worth what you time, make in right? an hour, and would you save that much to do it? Now, you can't think of everything that way. Like, yes, your time is worth money.
We're going to have to wrap this up because we're here soon.
Yeah.
The thing in, like, cities like New York and San Francisco or the Bay Area is that the metro's, A, affordable, and it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, the trains get you where you need to go. Like, in obviously, you're going matter. Super far. It's going to take you a while, but...
But not like here. Like, here, it might take you 20 minutes to walk 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, yeah, that was your turn.
You can't turn that, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I stand corrected.
Because this is my clubhouse.
Yes, you know this place. I know this is where you volunteer every Monday and sometimes miss the podcast. And then Scott and I have to do boring podcasts together.
It's every other Monday, and you guys pick Mondays without consulting me.
Our next episode, our next group episode, the three of us, I would like to do, I would really, either
this is
Saturday
where the 20 minute
or
podcast,
Sunday.
Man.
This
come
is,
in.
This might, yeah, we'll see how the listenership on this does, and we might have to start releasing our podcast in 20 minute chunks. So our next group episode, I would like to do either this, well, preferably, I would like if you were invited to help house sit tomorrow and then we could maybe sneak in a record before we go to the Rush game. But if that doesn't happen...
Tomorrow? Well, for one, I haven't heard anything about tomorrow. But for two, is I kind of have, like,
plans. Oh, you have plans almost, before the Rush game. Yeah, that is correct.
Almost all day.
Other than that, you might be able to fit in there or there. There's a couple spots open. Boom. Or Sunday, because we're doing movie night again on Monday, so that won't work. But if we could do Sunday night again, I know it was kind of a strange...
Anyway, we'll talk about organization.
Yeah, that's true. You guys, the listener doesn't have to hear this part. Fuck, what was I... I forgot what I was saying now. Shit. What were we talking about?
Parallel parking. We should get Lisa to just say at least something, so...
Well, she did. She kind of injected when I... tried to backseat driver her, even though I'm sitting in the front seat. She kind of, you could hear her if you listened close enough.
Okay.
Oh, so we want to record. This is your place of volunteering on Mondays. So sometimes we have to do solo episodes, Scott and I, and the next time that Chris is not around and Scott and I are doing a solo episode, we are going to pitch our own... We're going to pitch our own live-action Transformers movie. So tune in, because that one's going to be really excited. That one's not going to make you want to stab your eye out with a fork.
All right. Bye, guys.
This is Conversation Lost Art. We're Grown Men Coloring. Thanks for listening. Take it easy. Bye.